Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. This is National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, and each April, dispatchers and communications staff at 911 call centers are recognized for being the bridge between citizens and emergency crews in life or death situations. In Pella, a staff of five and administrative services manager Marcia Slycord handle the day-to-day operations of the call center based in the Tulip City.
That staff is very important to the citizens of Pella. The uniqueness, the proactive and reactive services that they provide is quite important. And I think that that should be recognized, and citizens should appreciate that these fine folks are willing to serve our community in that capacity.
Pella ambulance staff, be advised, 915 is leaving for a transfer to Iowa City. End of page, 852 KMTC.
Slycord says the voice on the other end of the line is responsible for a wide range of tasks when dealing with emergencies and need to be ready to handle the worst of situations.
Folks don't generally call the Pella Police Department when they're having a great day. They're calling when it's probably one of the worst days of their lives, which exposes my staff to that all the time. So those folks are very important to that first line caller. It's important for them to be trained, always ready to take that call, because we never know what is on the other end of that phone call.
And on the other end of that phone call on December 1st of 2016 was perhaps the worst of the worst.
911, where's your emergency?
Yes, this is Pella.
Yeah?
We got a truck just ran through our front door. We got people down. We got them hurt. We need help here.
Okay, I've got police and rod. I'm going to get the ambulance paged.
Probably one of the biggest incidents that stands out in the community is the Walmart incident, and as tragic as that was, you know, we try to prepare for those incidents, but you just can't prepare for everything. But I truly believe that incident we handled very well.
Pella ambulance, any available personnel, you're needed at Pella Walmart. Vehicle went through the front door. End of page, 954 KM266.
Pella, can you see if county has somebody that can come help?
10-4.
Shelly Sample is one of the five telecommunicators on the Pella Police staff and was behind central control when word first came in of the tragedy unfolding across town when a truck crashed through the front doors of the Pella Walmart.
I think that I just responded the best I could and was very happy with all the response of everybody that showed up with that, but you don't process it at that moment. You just keep doing what you have to do.
Pella, do you got people on the route?
82, I have ambulance en route, deputies en route. Do you want fire?
10-4, we're going to need Knoxville EMS.
Sample was in charge of facilitating communications between departments as assistance arrived, as well as taking information from witnesses. Slycord says every bit of detail they receive is crucial.
And until we had someone from law enforcement there that sized up the scene upon their arrival, we really didn't have a picture. Then all of a sudden, the visuals started to come in. And that's one thing that's really difficult about being in the communication center, is that we need somebody else to paint that picture for us. And if that's one thing I can tell callers, is when we're asking what might be a silly question, you might think as a caller it's an irrelevant question. They're very important questions to us so we can paint that picture.
Sample says they often rely solely on what they hear from the ground, both from emergency personnel and witnesses first on scene.
I think it is important to stay calm, because a lot of times in the worst day for somebody else, they are not calm. And I think we all do that pretty well here just because you have to when somebody else is not calm. I think we tend to be more calm trying to get them to calm down. I know I've had situations where, and even Marcia the other day, they get so flustered they don't even know for sure where they are. No matter how many times you ask them to repeat their address, it's not always the correct address. And we have had people say they're on East 3rd, but really they're on West 3rd, or just 3rd. And sometimes we've had calls that aren't even our jurisdiction, not even our town close, but we can't figure that out from the first part of the call. It takes some time to get to that point. So even though we have a lot of technology, there's still a lot of questions and things we have to figure out.
Once again, this is National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, which recognizes dispatchers and communications staff for the efforts they make at 911 call centers. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.